teach us Shem Lekin Olav. You did not get Malkus. That's called the Lav Hanitik Liasei. If you left over the meat overnight, since there's a mitzvah sesei now to burn it, therefore you do not receive Malkus. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the only reason why you don't get Malkus for Neisar is because there's a Lav Hanitik Liasei. There should be another reason. It's a Lav Shem B'Maisa. You just left over the meat. You did not eat the meat. You didn't do an action. You see, for that alone, Rabbi Yehuda would hold you be Chayiv Malkus. The only reason why you put this cloth of the mitzvah sesei to go and burn it. Rabbi Yaakov, I am no. This is not the reason why you don't receive Malkus. El mishum devil, the lav shein b'maisa. Because noisa leaving over the meat is a lav shein b'maisa. And the cloud is the cholav shein b'maisa and likin a love. And the cloud of you, the sovar, likin a love. Yes, you do get Malkus. This is a noide vishmai, the mekayim vishmai, raise up below sasei. Ha noide vishmai, if you swear, if you make a neder in the name of Rabbi Zarov, a mekayim vishmai, we know this, the Tanya. The Vosek says, v'shem elohim acherim leisaskiru. That means, shalayoymar od mechaver, a person should not say to his friend, Shemoli, I'll meet you, v'tzad avos kachovim tlainis. I'll meet you on the side of this Rabbi Zarov. That's an avera. You're not supposed to mention the name of an Rabbi Zarov. Lo yishoma apicha, the Vosek says, don't hear it through your mouth. Shalayida v'shmai, means do not make a neder with his name. V'layikayim v'shmai, don't make a shu with his name. And even v'layigrom li'acherim shi'idara v'shmai, don't even cause somebody else to make a shruah. I don't even cause the guy to swear to you to use his name. V'yikayim v'shmai, d'vracha lo yisham ra'picha azara l'meisus l'madiach. Alright. No.
Right.
Yeah, I opened up the Gemara. It's right there.
Yes, Samah Gimel on the top of two dots to start from. Five lines down. Mishnah says, "Hanoyde b'shmoy v'makayim b'shmoy areza b'loisasei." If you promise with the name of an avodah zarah, or you make a shvu in his name, so you overlap. It's not a chayv misa. You're not worshiping him, but you overlap. So more explains why. Hanoyde b'shmoy v'makayim b'shmoy. If you make a neder or a shvua with the name of an avodah zarah, the tiny we learned, v'shem elohim acherim leisaskiru. You should not mention the name of an avodah zarah. That means shema yomer adam lechaveru. A person should not say to his friend, shemor li b'tzad avodah chachovim plainis. I'll meet you by the side of this avodah zarah. You should not say that. You should not even mention his name just by chance. And then the pasuk says lo yishama apicha. It should not be heard through your mouth, which means shel a few drushes. You should not make a neder with his name. You should not make a shvua with his name. And also, you should not even cause another person. Rashi says it means you're not allowed to even cause a guy. You should not even cause a guy to swear, to promise in the name of his God. Or to make a shvua in his name. And we'll soon see. Davrach, another pshat is, lo yishoma apicha, it should not be heard through your mouth. This is an azorah lemesis lemediach. A person that's a mesis, that means talking other people into worshipping Avodah Zarah. We'll have a Mishnah later. What's the difference between a mesis and a mediach? A mediach is l'rabim, you talk the whole city into come and worship. A mesis, you talk a private person into it. Here's the azorah of lo yishoma apicha. Through your mouth, it should not be heard, should not cause other people to worship Avodah Zarah. Gemara says, Mesis, you need an Azara for that. The Pasuk says clearly, it says, V'chol Yisrael Yishmo V'yiro. After we stone somebody that worshipped the Avodah Zarah, then the Pasuk says, everybody should hear V'yiro, and then they're not going to do like this. It ends off. That there's an Azara for them to do it. El rather Azara L'Mediach. And this Pasuk is the Azara for Mediach, if you talk a Rabbin into worshipping Avodah Zarah. Like we'll see later on in the next Mishnah. Rashi says, "V'chol Yisrael Yishmu v'yiro v'lo yosifu la'asos oid k'dover harah hazeh b'kibecha." So the pasuk says clearly, you should not be a mesis. You should not talk other people into doing this. So the pasuk is talking about here that the asmachta is for a mediach. Now, v'lo yigrom la'cherim. For this, you wouldn't know if he is mesis, right? But Ella, yeah. So Messiah Liavua de Shmuel, it's a proof to Avua de Shmuel's father. The Yomar Avua de Shmuel, also liyodom shiyase shutfis amadik chovim. Mikra adin, it's also for a Jew to have a partner, to have a goyish partner, to have a goy to be a partner. Why? Shema yischayev leshvua. Maybe throughout the transactions you do with your partner, he's going to have to swear to you. At one point you may court him like he took half the money, he agreed, he admits to half, he's a moed of the mitzvah, he's going to have to swear to you. And when he swears, v'nishva v'avrezga chodim shaloi, you're causing him to swear through his avodah zarah. V'yateirom, the Torah says, lo yishom apicha, that you're not allowed to have the name of an avodah zarah mentioned through you, shouldn't be mentioned through you. L'maitel aloch, it's mutter to have a partner for a goy, today they say. But mikra din, he holds the sasa. They don't swear anymore, they don't mention the name of avodah zarah, the other heterim tell you. Right, the kiyasa ula manula came, he said that the bas, the kalboy, he slept over last night in this city, kalboy. Rashi says, lon b'yoysi'ir, v'nikras al-shem avarzgachavim shaboh. The name of the city was called after the avodah zarah in the city. So really it should be also to mention that name. So the kashanula, how come he said he slept last night in kalboy? Omale Rav said, where did you sleep last night? Omalei, the Kanboy. I slept in the city Kanboy. Omalei, he said back to my book, the post says, you're not supposed to mention the name of an Avodah Zarah. So how come you mention the name of the city? Omalei, he said back to him, Hochi Yom Rabbi Yerichman said, that there's a difference. That the klal is, call Avodah Kechovim Aksuva Batera. If you ever have a Pesach in Nach, or in the Torah, that mentions the name of an Avodah Zarah, then Mutal Haskiv Shema, then you're allowed to mention its name. It's like saying over Psukim, then you're allowed to mention its name. For the Mor of Ohecha Ksiva, where do we have this Pasuk of Kalboy? Where does the Pasuk say such a name of an Avodah Zarah? He said, yes, he put two words together. The Pasuk says, the Ksiv, Kora Bail, the Avodah Zarah Bail, like bend down, and Kores Nevoi, Nevoi also bend down. Like Kanboy is like Kora Nevoi, that's how you got the two words together to a Kanboy. What did he say it was? Right. Kanboy. V'loi, for tomorrow, V'loi, see, but the Pesach doesn't say it, Loi. Then you're not allowed to mention the name. So, Moser Rav Mishash, Mishash has a question like this. It says, Ro'achas Neruba Kisholish. If a person had a long Ria of Zav, a lot of Zav came out of him, and he saw one long Riyah, one long discharge came out, as long as it would take for three discharges to come out. Such a locher is, he's Tameh, he's called a Zav. The locher is by a man, if he sees three times, it could be in one day, or in three consecutive days, he has Tumah Zav on him. What happens if he sees a consecutive, a straight discharge, that it doesn't stop, and it comes out for a few minutes, so he also has a locher like he's a Zav. How long is this? Shehi, Kemigdion Lishila, as long as it takes a person to walk for Migdion to Shila, that's what it says. Which really is the time of Shehen Shtei Tfilis, how long it will take a person to go into the mikvah twice, and Vishnei Tivugim, to dry himself both times. It means go in, come out, dry yourself, then go in again and come out and dry yourself. Is Hareza Zav Gomer, if he had such a long discharge, then the locher is, he's Tomei like a Zav Gomer. This one long Riya is like he saw three times. The lacha by a man, even if he sees the same day three times, he could have a Tumah Zav. So he has this Tumah Zav on him. But the question is, it said, how long is this? As long as it takes a person to walk from Kemigdion Lishila. Now, Migdion is the name of an Avodah Zarah. So how come they mentioned it? Because there's no Psukim where it says it. Somebody says, no, I'll tell you. Ravina, God Nami Michta Ksiva. No, Kemigdion, that's the name of God, that's the name of Avodah Zarah, it says in the Pasuk. The Ksiva says in the Pasuk, in Yishayo, Ha'orchim Lagad Shulchan, they prepare the table for their God, their God, their Avodah Zarah. Since the Pasuk says it, therefore we're allowed to say it also. Rav Nachman, Kol Litzenusa Asira. You're not allowed to make jokes, make fun of something. Chutzim Litzenusa, the Avodah, except making a joke of an Avodah Zarah. If you make a joke of Avodah Zarah, that's mutter. You got to call it like a nickname, change around his name a little bit to give it a joke. The Sharia, you'll see the Pasuk says, Korah Bail, like Bail, there Avodah Zarah bent down. Koras Nevoi, Nevoi also bent over. That means Korosoi Korah Yachtov, lo yochlo malto masa. As if to say, when they bow down together, even they can't pick up their own weight. So the pasuk is making fun of them. Well, see, the pasuk says, dibru la golois beis oven, yoguru shechoin shemron, ki oval olav amoy, because the people came were mourning, u chamor of their galochim, olav yegilo al kvoidoi. They'll be happy al kvoid because of the respect. Pasuk kvoid means the respect. Ki golem imenu. It was taken away from them. So with darshan al tikru kvoid, it doesn't mean their cover, their respect, el kvoidoi, their weight. So Rashi says the weight here means the excrement that it makes. The tzay that comes out of the body, that's what the pasuk means here. So kids, it's making fun, it's like saying like nice things about the avodah zarah. This is muta. Yeah. Omer Reb Yitzchok. My Siv, what's the pasuk say? V'ato yosifu lachatoi. You're adding on to your sins. V'yaso lehem masecha. You're making an idol. Mikaspom, from silver. Kisvuna matzabayim. Again, forms of different idols. So my kisvuna matzabayim, what does it mean they made forms of their idols? Malamed came to teach us that at that door, at that time, shekol echod v'yechod also demus yirosoi. Every person made a small statue, a small idol of his statue, his god. O manicha v'kisa, he put it into his wallet. And b'shor shazorcha, anytime he remembered his god, is moitzio mitoichek, you take it out of his pocket. O mechapka, he would hug it. O manashka, he would kiss it. That's what the extra chatzorim they were doing. My, what does it mean? Zoivche odem agolem, a person shechs an egel, v'shokon, and it makes him kiss it. What does that mean? Om Reb Yitzchok, the very Rebbe, Ami, shoyo mishor se'avos chovin. The galochim there, the people took care of the avodah zarah, noisne meneyim v'bali mamon. They used to put their eyes upon a rich man. When they saw a rich man that would worship the avodah zarah, they would want to get his money. How do they do it? Is, listen to this. O Mariven es agolim. They had their avodah zarah, their cows, their agolim. They used to starve them for a few days. They didn't give them too much to eat. The galochim knew the real truth. They knew this guy was only a cow here. So their god was a cow. So they used to starve them for a few days. The yoisin demus atzbayin. He would make a form of this big gevir, the big rich man. They would make a form of him. His picture there. Hang his picture in front of the cow, the poor starving cow. O mamidim bitzad abusayim, and they put the picture of the osher in front of his stall there, where they feed him. O matziyah nois lechut. So the cow, the kitzah, came to light this man. Every time he ate, when he was starving, he saw a picture of this big gevir, the big rich man, he saw a picture of him. Now finally the galach let the cow go out, walk outside. O oisun lechut. Kibun Shiroison, when the cow saw this big rear, the big gevir, they saw the real man, he saw the man, is Rotzen Achrayim, the cow started to run after him. He says, I love you, you're my friend here. O Mamashmashin Ben, they ran after him. So Imrim Loi, so the Galach would tell this man, listen, you're lucky. Our God wants you. He wants you. Kill yourself for him. Is Yavav Yizbachatz Maloi? You go kill yourself him. In the meantime, I'll take all your money. So that's what the Galach used to do. That's from this pasuk here. The Galachim used to make the rich people kill themselves for their avodah zarah. Omar Rav said, that's not crazy, but he said it's not from the pasuk though. Omar Rav, Hai Zoyvche Yodem Agolem Yishokun. What does the pasuk say like this? Agolem Yishkun Lezveyach Odem Yiboyle. Should have said that the Agolem, the cow, was kissing this man that you're going to kill. That's what it should have said. Elu rather, Marav Rosh Hashem, the Pesach goes like this. Baal HaZaveyach Ez Benoi, Lavodas Kechovim. When a person came and shechted, gave his own son, sacrificed his own son to the Avodah Zarah, Omaloi, so the Golochim used to say that, listen, Doiren Godel Hikrev Loi, you brought a great present to our God here, is Yavav Yishik Loi, we'll let you come and kiss him. You're Zoychet to kiss the cow here if you give him your son. That's Shan the Pesach. Omarav Yudom Arav. The pasuk says, "V'yanshei bavul also esukais benois." They made sukais in nois. Oh my ninu, what did they make? They made the avoy dezaras there. Tanagirlus, they made the chickens. They made them the avoy dezara. Then the pasuk says, "V'yanshei kus also es nargal." They made nargal. What is that? Oh my ninu, also tanagirl. They made a tanagirl. What's a tanagirlus? A female. They made a male. V'yanshei chama rustiya. V'yanshei chamas also es ashima. They made Ashima, that's their avodah zarah. Oh my knee, what was that? Borcha korcha, a bull, a goat. Rashi says, Eiz borcha, kore kotzayim veiz kore lekorcha. Alright. Gets the goats they made. V'yo'avim osu es nichan v'yes tartok. That's their avodah zarah. What was that? Kolev, kelev v'chamor. A dog and a donkey. That's what they made. V'yas parvim sorfim es b'neihim. The sarpanim, they used to burn their children. V'yes b'nei send the daughters, v'ish, in the fire, li'adar melech. They used to burn them to their gods, Adam Melech and An Melech. Elohei Sa'im. Safroyim. Now, what was that? Haperid v'yasust used to make a horse, and a perid the mule used to make. Adri Melech. Why is it called Adri Melech? The Adelei Lamorid used to give respect to the master, the Tina, who used to carry things for the master. V'yanamloch means the onelei lamori bekirbot used to answer back to the master. Bekirbot means by mechoma, by the word, used to help them out. Av Chizkiyah melech Yehuda bikesh aviv lasas lekein. Chizkiyah melech Osir's father wanted to sacrifice him to the avodah zarah. Elisha sochsa imoi samandra, but his mother smeared him a lot with this type of samandra. She saved him. Rashi says, Chaya Katana, Samandria, was, Samandria, right? A small Chaya, She Yaitse Mitana, comes out of the fire, Sheish Beres Boy, Sheva Shonim, Piasach Midoma, some of that smears the blood on you, Eino Shalot Boy, fire will not have contact with you, won't affect you. Right? So that's what his mother did to Chizkiyah Melech Yehuda, that's why he was saved from the fire. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav. Yoidin hoyo Yisrael b'yavodis l'chovim shem b'mamish. The reason why Klai Yisrael did worship the avodah zarah was not because they really thought that it was something. They knew that it's bupkis, it's nothing, the avodah zarah. So why did they worship them for? Interesting the Gemara here, el lahatir lehem aroyis. The ikka taiva was to have znus with other ladies. Rashi explains though, but kolzman the belief in Hashem will have a guilty conscience. How can I live with another lady? The Torah says it's also. So what did they do? They were even avoid the Zara. They gave up the Torah just in order they should have znus. But the Yiki Yitzara was the znus. That was the Yiki Yitzara. Rashi says, Elahatla Maros Vesiyam, Sha Yitzram talk from Alaros. As soon as at that time, their Royas, their avoid the Zara was terrible. The Yitzara for Royas was terrible. Is Omru, they said, Nifra Kolo Torah. Let's throw away the old Torah. Ibn Abakaris. And the Torah won't tell us what to do. Ala royis. Ala royis chachovim will talk from Yitzron. For that, the Yitzron was not so strong. For the Yitzron, for the avoid the Zara alone, really, they could have held themselves back. The reason why they didn't was because they didn't want to get away with a royis. What? The Hatlam of the Heshia, they want nobody to bother us. If the Heshia will live with other ladies, nobody tells us what to do. Moser Rav Mishash. Mishash has a question like this. It says, Kizachor b'neihem mizbechaisam. V'yom Reb Loza, Kodom sheyeshle gaguyim al b'noi. Like their avoid desert to them was mamash, they loved the avoid desert like their own son. So you see, they really had a taiva, they really had an enjoyment to worship the avoid desert. So Marin says, Bosa de avikai. After they became addict to it, they got used to it, addicted to it, and then they became to love it. But the way they started to worship the avoid desert was not because they loved it, it was because they loved Arroyas. And because of that, they gave up Yiddishkeit. Toshma says the pasuk, "V'nasati pigrechem al pigrigulechem." I'll put your carcasses, your dead body, will go upon the dead body that avoid the zoros. Oma Eliyo atzadik. Eliyo is going to say like this: "Hoyomachzir atapuche rosh Yerushalayim." He was looking around upon the hungry people of Yerushalayim, and pamachas one time motza tinik. He found a kid. Shoyetapuach umutu biyashpi was thrown out in the ashpi in the garbage. Oma loy. But they aze mishpachata, which where's your family? Omaloy mishpacha ployne, so and so, ani. Omaloy klum nishtam yes mishpacha, anybody have any family left over? Omaloy lav, nobody chusim any, I'm the only one left over. Omaloy, imani malametcha dover, shata chayba, if I teach you something that you live with, yadachabe ato lomad, would you learn it? Omaloy, hey, and the kid said yes, teach me something, I'll live with it, he thought he meant to teach me how to make $100. So okay, Omaloy. So Elio said to him, "Omer b'chol yims every single day, Shema Yisrael, Hashem l'kein Hashem echad. You want to stay alive? There's what not to be oyved avoy dezoro. Say Shema Yisrael, that will protect you. Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael. Omar Loi, he said back to him, Has, be quiet. The kid said, keep quiet.